My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Just looking at, we'll talk about the Astros a little later. I'm looking at an article Ken Rosenthal just retweeted. Orioles ace Corbin Burnes aims for World Series and eyes free agency. Huh. Probably before last night's game is when he was doing that.
He was eyeing free agency.
The Astros shelled him.
I got to retract my ding.
Is Seth having trouble turning his microphone on today?
Not physically.
No.
Remembering. I have no problem turning it on. It's remembering to turn it on. That's my issue.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, Corbin Burnes taken to the woodshed by the Astros.
Shellacked.
Right.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Spencer Arrighetti turning into the version that every single one of us knew he could be back in April.
We
thought,
we knew.
This is all. Don't worry, everybody. These are just the minor little issues here in May.
ERAs flipped on these guys? Because Arrighetti sure looked like the 3.28 guy last night, and Burnes looked like the 4.94. I don't know, man.
Arrighetti
should be eyeing free agency. 8 years from now or whenever.
Gary Getty's got a fieriness to him that's just feeling more and more like a Clemens fire almost.
And the hair flowing, too, helps.
Yeah, well, that's where the Lance McCullers, like the best version of Lance McCullers is that, when he's on the mound and he looks like he wants to fight everybody.
Yes.
Gary Getty's got a little bit of that.
Yep. So D'Amico Ryans was asked yesterday, as were everybody else who went to the podium. We hear all this talk about the Texans not being for everybody. Will Anderson said it in an interview. Azeez Alshire did a piece with DJ Bienaimé of ESPN where he went deep on why not everybody is cut out to be a Houston Texan. Here was D'Amico Ryans getting asked about that yesterday. What is it about the Texans that's not for everybody?
For me, it's just a style of play, right? It's how we play. It's a relentless style of play. It's a swarming mentality from all of our entire team. And it's hard here, right? First, starting with the conditions in which we work in, it's not the same anywhere else, right? We work in different conditions. It's a little tougher. Guys have to be able to handle that. And the biggest thing is not complaining about it. Like, we're going to work hard. We're going to be physical. We're going to play fast. We're going to practice fast. And guys, if you want to, you're about that, then you could probably make it here.
And I think I loved hearing D'Amico talk about that, because we were joking about it yesterday. You know, like, they're out there in the heat every day, and they likely won't play a game in hot weather this year because they won't. They're in covered stadiums and playing up north most of the time, so they might not play a single hot weather game. So you might think, well, what are they actually really getting ready for with the heat? I think that D'Amico, one of the things I like about him, when you start mixing the new age analytics and sports science of recovery and all of that, that's all stuff that on the physical side of thing is meant to enhance your recovery. And sometimes I think there's some people that take it to such an extent that it's almost like the guys aren't facing adversity enough and they do get coddled or soft. D'Amico, I think, very much understands, no, you need to face it. You need to face physical adversity. And then we're going to give you as many tools as possible to recover from it quickly so you can face adversity again. And there's, you know, it's obviously it's not the same. There's different types of adversity, but learning to fight through that and him talking about saying you don't complain about it. Like, I think that's very much, it's one of those things that you've got to have a head coach who's the right kind of guy to sell the message right. Because a lot of head coaches who think they're tough guys are actually just whining all the time. They're whining and whining and whining about how things should be. You know, it's like a grumpy old man who won't shut up about how awesome things were back in the day. Like with D'Amico, I think he wants you to face adversity, and then he wants you to recover from it. They'll use the GPS data to be sure they're not pushing it too hard.
Yeah, that's big.
But you want to be sure that when guys are fatigued, and when it's hard when you watch football. Like, sometimes it's hard to appreciate how many mental errors there are in a football game. A lot of times, that's why it's really dicey to blame a specific player, because a lot of times the guy that looks like he got beat is actually covering for somebody else's mistake, and you can't figure out what the coverage is sometimes because somebody's not in the right spot.
Yeah.
So, and like even really smart people, they fall into this trap because they're breaking down film. They're like, well, clearly they're running this. And you find out later, like, no, it was actually supposed to be cover three.
Right.
But
right.
One of the cornerbacks completely screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
So like that part of it, I think D'Amico's that right blend. I've used this before. AJ Hinch, I think from a baseball perspective, had that right blend of being a former player who understands the player psychology of things and everything. He was a psychology major in college, but that also did have an appreciation for the advanced stuff. I think D'Amico's right there in that sweet spot.
They got handed a schedule. When it comes to the Heat, they play the NFC North and the AFC East.
Yeah.
Like, they play the one game down in Jacksonville that's in early December.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. Like, this, the Heat is way more about this being more like a boot camp than it is any sort of practical preparation for week three in Miami something like
that's
that.
That's what, you know, that's one of the things why I like, that's why I love farm kids so much, like Cade Stover. Like, honestly, there's no replacement for something. Sometimes, like for Cade Stover, there's times where he would have had to get up at 5 a.m. when it was -5 degrees out and you got to get the chores done.
Yeah.
And like, you can whine and complain about it all you want.
No,
like, who are you complaining to? Mother Nature? Right. Like, that's what you got to do.
It's the life.
And you kind of, so once you, once guys kind of get indoctrinated into it, especially if you're not allowed to complain about it, that it's just, this is what we do. This is the culture. These are our circumstances. And you still got to go out and play football. I think there is a little bit of a hardening there. Like, it's a good, you're hardening people.
Yep.
And it's good.
All right, let's hear from the players. They were asked the same question. I like this because these are some of the team leaders. Laremy Tunsil, CJ Stroud, Jalen Petrie are the guys that met with the media yesterday. These are three of the captains from last year.
Yeah.
Tunsil, Stroud, and Petrie. Here's Tunsil on why are the Texans not for everybody?
Not everybody can play for this system. Under D'Amico, I mean, we come out every day, we work hard, and you're going to get the reps. Tough-nosed football, you know what I mean? If you're not built for that, don't come this way.
Okay.
There you go. If you're not built with that.
Laremy Tunsil.
You need to be a dog. That's why he calls everybody a dog, I guess.
Well, now
Because he considers, since everybody, if they're out there, then they've got dog status. Problem was, he was also doing that when David Culley was the coach.
2021, No, now it's actual, but yeah. And Laremy's been working hard out there. I think there's probably people that roll their eyes a little bit at Laremy talking about it.
I mean, he's coming off a knee injury.
I'm taking up for him. Like, he's been out there every day working out off to the side. He looks to be in good shape. I don't know that he's in football shape yet. That kind of has played out, but right, he's in good, like, physical shape.
Okay, so with Laremy, so one of the things that's really good about Laremy as a pass protector is he's like a kung fu master with his hands. That's why I'm so intrigued by this matchup with Leatu Leatu in week one, the Colts' first round draft pick. He's an edge rusher. He's got really good hands, very good technique. So he's facing Mr. Miyagi in his first game of the regular season.
Yeah,
and Laremy he's surgical with his hands. He's just really good at, like, keeping guys just, like, with a hand-eye coordination that's kind of freakish, taking guys' hands off of his own body. So that takes, it's like a batter in baseball. There's some timing to it. There's some hand-eye coordination, and it takes a little while to get back up to his standards.
Mm-hmm.
And he can do a lot of, that's the nice thing about practicing against Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and Derek Barnett and those guys. He'll get his reps doing that during one-on-ones and everything. So, yeah, I don't think he looks like his normal self yet, but he'll be just fine.
By week one.
Yeah.
Does Leatu line up on that side?
He's been lining up on the right side of the defense, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, good, man.
Yeah.
That should be
now, Leatu, I didn't watch him from last night yet. I watched his first preseason game. When I think it's late too.
I don't know either.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, he like in college, he didn't have a physical element to his game, and it was where I was torn of. And he had a really bad neck injury. One doctor told him he couldn't play football again. It sounds like he maybe doctor shopped for a university where the doctor would allow him to play, and he found one.
Good idea.
At UCLA.
He became a wealthy man.
But he didn't really have a physical element to his game, so I was curious about that. In the first preseason game, I thought he showed some physicality.
Okay.
And he did it against Garrett Bowles, who's a good, solid offensive tackle, starting offensive tackle in the NFL. So I think I'm intrigued by him. I'm torn because I hate all things from the state of Indiana and all things
you
Colts.
Like him though.
I want to.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like him a lot better. I'll like him better with his second team. You
okay.
Know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once he leaves in free agency. Yeah. Here was C.J. Stroud. Why are the Texans not for everybody?
He was out here today. It's hot, so that's one thing. Like adjusting to the weather. On top of that, man, just like how we practice. We don't practice like at least I've only been on this team, but from my other guys been on other teams, we don't practice. Everybody else practice hard. And that's how I love it. That's how I did in college, and that's what I'm used to. And, you know, I think that's what gives us our edge. And, you know, not everybody wants to be that, you know. So for have guys buy into that has been pretty dope. And, you know, Coach D'Amico has been at the front of that. And, you know, it's up to me and the rest of the leaders to be right behind them and leading the way as well. So, you know, I think it's not meant for everybody, but the guys are here. They're meant to be here, you know.
You know, okay. So when CJ's talking about other teams and what he hears about and what it's like.
A lot of Ohio State guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's hard to pin anyone down to where it is or anything. But it's true. There's different cultures. We talked about it yesterday. How, and a couple of military people backed me up on this. I was glad I didn't botch it. When you go from one company to another, sometimes there's a vast difference in how things are run. And sometimes it's a matter of, like, they just do different things in one place, but then sometimes it's you go to one company, and it's, okay, they are sloppy, and they don't pay attention to detail, everything like that. So it's like that with NFL teams. You think they're all pretty similar, hyper-competitive people all put together, but, like, there's different standards at different places. I would call it the disease of professionalism, which is sometimes people feel like, well, I'm a pro, and I can kind of, you know, I'm really good at what I do. And you start to let some of the details and maybe some of the paranoia slide a little bit. Or you start thinking like, well, I'm a vet. And this is what vets don't have to work that
complacency.
Hard.
Yeah, it's flavor complacency. Of complacency. Yeah.
But it's not actual professionalism, but it's in your mind. You're kind of at a set. I talked to a special ops guy once. I won't say which group because I don't because
it's classified.
No, yeah. Yeah. And then I'd have to kill everybody.
You don't need to know
right
basis
now.
As to who I talk to.
No,
yeah.
no. But I think that, and he said that, you know, that does happen sometimes with guys because they're so elite. They go through the training, which is so brutal, and then they kind of like you think, hey, all these guys are super like running 9 miles a day, right? And like, no, some of them kind of get a little bit. They put on a little bit of layer, and they just figure like I'm highly skilled, and that's my skill set. I don't need to do all the other stuff. It's just it's a natural human tendency. That's where the leadership comes in,
absolutely,
and just and running a tight ship. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what D'Amico is always very concerned with.
No doubt.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Here's Jalen Petrie on why the Texans, not for everybody.
Yeah, I think it's the first thing I would say is the brutal honesty. A lot of people, you know, lie to themselves, and it can make you feel good. But around here, that's very hard to do because, you know, the truth is pushed here, and the standard is a standard. And the coaches do nothing but uplift the standard. The best players do nothing but uplift the standard, and that does nothing but bring everybody in the room up to the standard. So there's a high standard on the Houston Texans team, and, you know, it's not easy. You know, I wouldn't say that everybody can't play here, but it's not easy. So, yeah, I'm glad that I'm a part of the team, and I'm very thankful to be a part of this team.
Yeah, the brutal honesty part is true. And that's another one, too, man. Like, you want an environment of brutal honesty, but respectful brutal honesty?
Yeah.
Because there's brutal honesty where you're just trashing people.
Yeah, you're ridiculing
people. Like a junior high locker room.
The way Tua describes Brian Flores sounds like the wrong kind of honesty.
Well, yeah. Like, so it's like you need to hear the hard things about yourself that need to be fixed. And honestly, when Jalen Petrie says it, and this isn't, I'm not castigating Lovie Smith or David Culley, or Lovie Smith, I guess, that, you know, people really blew Jalen Petrie up, like to an extreme degree after his rookie year. And I was nervous about it because Jalen Petrie did a lot of really promising things as a rookie, but he still very much played like a rookie. And there were things that he needed to clean up. And I don't know if maybe he was actually getting coached on it or being told the brutal truth. And I remember the first time I got excited when I about Jimmy Ward most when he was on Richard Sherman's podcast and he was telling a story about, I think maybe Richard asked about Jalen Petrie, and Jimmy said, well, yeah, Jalen Petrie came up to me and he just mentioned that he'd had so many tackles his rookie year. And Jimmy was kind of like, that's not necessarily a good thing, man.
Yeah.
Like the safety having that many tackles a lot of times is a bad sign. You want your linebackers making the tackles. But one of the reasons Jalen had so many tackles was because the front seven was so bad.
Yes.
They were so atrocious. So it's like that's not that. And Jimmy wasn't saying it in a way of criticizing Jalen Petrie. I think he was more just talking about the situation. But also, it showed that Jalen Petrie had some educating that needed to be done.
Well,
you know?
and him having that many tackles, there's team culpability in that, as you just pointed out. Like, if he wanted to make it about Jalen, Jimmy Ward, he said, oh, he had a lot of tackles. I'm looking here, you had a lot of missed tackles as well.
Yeah, missed tackles too, right?
yeah, you make a lot of tackles, but you miss a lot
of
tackles.
Right, so when Jalen brought up brutal honesty, or however he termed it, I think that's probably, it's one of the things that was a good turnaround for Jalen. It's not like they had to all of a sudden, you know, beat him with a sack of soap or something.
Right.
But they just, you know, being honest with guys about where they need to improve.
Getting people weighing in on the roster for the Texans. Text message: I think Sims is out. Don't think they know enough about the kickoff to keep a return specialist. I would point out they do return punts as well.
They have not changed the punt return rules.
Steven Sims is very good at that. I would point you to the playoff game last year where the Texans scored one touchdown
against
the Ravens. They tied them.
They had a tie.
They had a tie at 10.
It was close. It was neck and neck.
Neck and neck. They almost had a lead at halftime, but Kaimi missed that field goal.
That's right.
Yeah, and I would point out that that Sims is the one who scored that touchdown.
Yeah, so the punt return is still very much a thing.
It's still a thing, yeah.
They're not trying to force that down your throat on the highlight reels.
We expect a lot more punts from the opposition this year if the Texans defense plays the level it did against the Rams yesterday.
That's a good point, Sean.
More punts to return when you're stopping the other team.
That feels all of a sudden that's what triggered my little, like, let's not get cocky here. Somehow you saying, hey, they might face more punts. Like, hold on a second, cowboy. Let's not spend that lottery money all at once, all right?
Someone's asking, is Dylan Horton back? And if so, how does he look? He flashed his rookie year. He's not. And I don't know what to expect. I don't even want to speculate because of the nature of what sidelined him.
So he had
him.
Cancer, and it was stage... It was
stage four, I think.
Yeah, stage four.
Yeah.
So, like, as we've seen with cancer recoveries, it's everybody's unique and individual.
He's rang the bell.
Yeah. And John Metchie said a couple weeks ago on the midday show was that, like, you know, yeah, you ring the bell and you're done, but, like, you're physically not the same.
Yeah, ring the bell doesn't mean I'm ready for football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just the one thing John Metchie said that I didn't realize. Is like he was talking about the way it affects your body afterwards. He said he has allergies now where he never had allergies before.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's wild.
Yeah.
Because he's lived in the South for his, you know, adult life. You know, Alabama.
Houston's
and
different,
here.
Though, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I never thought I had bad allergies until I got here. And then remember the one day I was telling you, I was speaking to a group of grade school kids
yeah.
about not doing drugs.
Yeah.
And then I walked out of the room and lost my equilibrium and fell down to the floor, yeah. slumped up against the wall, looking like I was on loose.
Like you
or something.
Were doing drugs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it turned out I had a sinus infection, or I had a swelling. Basically, my sinuses were all screwed up. My inner ear was all screwed
up. Wow,
yeah.
that affects your
up
balance.
Into my inner ear.
Yeah, that'll.
But I'd never had anything like that until I got to Houston.
And it happened at a talk with some kids
about not doing drugs. After which, it was a total Elvis moment for me.
Yeah,
oh, don't do drugs, Mr. President Nixon. I agree with you. Drugs are bad.
They find Seth.
You holding?
Seth on the toilet. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Oh, would you like to tell the people about injuries, Seth, here?
Yes.
Injury report. Yeah,
we have the injuries listed.
Real quick. I've got them right here. I'll list them, and then you do the tag here.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've got Christian Harris, calf injury, Will Anderson, ankle injury, Jeff Okuda hip injury, Noah Brown shoulder injury. These are all frontline guys who will not be playing on Saturday against the LA Rams.
And that is your injury report brought to you by Mokarem Law.
There you go. All right, up next, CJ Stroud got his Cali fanboy on a little bit yesterday. He finally got to meet his hero.
Yeah, and this ties in with something we talked about yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. So we CJ on getting to meet his hero. That's coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.